as you lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
You are welcome to the third night and the final night of our spiritual intensification week for the month of May. Hallelujah. And we have been looking at the subject supernatural supply, and we want to look at keys for accessing supernatural supply. Keys for accessing supernatural supply. How do you get supernatural supply? Philippians 4:19, the Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So if God is able to supply our needs, how come some of us, or how come some children of God, are unable to access that supernatural supply of God? How come some children of God are unable to access that dimension of God's supply? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, speak through thy servant. Let your name be glorified tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord one more time. Now, I want you to understand that in this kingdom, there are keys for accessing dimensions of God and for experiencing the realities of God. There are many things we call the realities of God. There are things that are very real in the kingdom of God, but if you don't know the keys that are required to access that reality, you will live as though that dimension of God doesn't exist. And so someone may be talking about, oh, God has done this for me, God has done that for me. And you wonder that what God, or which kind of God did it? Why is it that my story is different? You will not experience that same dimension or have access to that same reality unless you have the key that person also has. Because in this kingdom, we only access realities and dimensions of God by having the right keys. May God grant you the right keys for every reality you desire. Oh, I said, may God grant you the keys for every reality that you desire in God. For every dimension of God that you must access, may God grant you the reality for that. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Oh, do it better for the Lord. That is why Matthew 16:19, Jesus telling the disciples, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of God. The keys of the kingdom. So there are keys in the kingdom of God. I will give you the keys of the kingdom so that you enter into the realm of dominion. You can bind and it is bound. You can loose and it is loose. That is the realm of dominion. And it comes by God giving you certain keys. Can I hear an amen? Or can I hear an amen? The key you have determines the door that opens for you to enter into any particular room in this kingdom. The key that you have determines the door that can open for you to enter into any space to operate or into any room in the kingdom. If you don't have the key to a living room, you will be stuck maybe in the bedroom. You will be stuck maybe at the door. You will be stuck maybe at the gate because you don't have the key to access the kitchen. You cannot enter into the kitchen. If you don't have the key to access the library, you cannot have access into the library. So in this kingdom, for you to enter into any room, any space, any dimension of God to enjoy anything that God has for you there, you must first have key to that door. I pray that the key to supernatural supply is being given to you. Oh, your amen can be a believer's one. The key to command abundance and wealth is being committed to your trust. That is why I am teaching you every day in this week and through this month. All that I'm doing is that I'm equipping you with the keys. Because without the keys, you will just be desiring and you will not have. Without the keys, you will just be dreaming and you will not have it. Without the keys, you will just be hearing others testifying and you will wonder why you have not yet testified. But I pray that the Lord will grant you the keys for the kingdom of God, the keys for supernatural supply. Lift up your right hand and say, I receive the keys for supernatural supply. In Luke 11:52, Jesus says, woe unto you Pharisees or lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Everybody say, the key of knowledge. So in this kingdom, God has a key called the key of knowledge. The key, if you have the key of knowledge about something, you are able to have mastery in that area. If you have the key of knowledge about supernatural supply, you can gain mastery in supernatural supply. You can have all your needs met. So what I'm doing tonight and throughout this week is to equip you with the key of knowledge. Everybody say the key of knowledge. Or say the key of knowledge. For supernatural supply. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So you can desire to experience a particular door, or you can desire to experience a particular reality of God. But until you have the right key to access it, it will elude you. Your desire will be in vain. As children of God, we are counted blessed to be entrusted with the secrets that makes things work in the kingdom. As children of God, we are blessed because God has decided to give us the keys that makes things work in this kingdom. He told them, he says, to you it has been given that you will know the mysteries, the secrets of the kingdom. But to those who are outside, they have not been given. So someone seated by you, or you in particular, you have been given the right, the mystery, to know the mysteries, or to know that how things operate in this kingdom. Tell somebody by you have been given the right to know how things operate in this kingdom. You have been given the key. You have been given to know the mysteries of how things function. And that is why you are blessed to be in this church. Tell somebody you are blessed to be in this church. Because you are always given keys to make things work. And those who are daily engaging in such keys, they are having testimonies following them on daily basis. May you be one of them in Jesus' name. You'll find that in Mark 4 verse 11. So what are these keys? What are these keys? Or what are the keys for accessing supernatural supply? Number one is what I call the key of kingdom first mentality. Everybody say kingdom first mentality. Where God becomes first in your life, where God becomes first in your dealings, where you always put the kingdom of God, the things about God, the things about church, the things about the will of God at a first place, a first priority before any other thing comes in your life. It is the master key to provoking supernatural supply. Matthew 6 verse 31 to 33. Jesus, speaking to the people, told them that do not worry about what you will eat and what you will wear and where you will sleep. Do not worry about these things. For these are the things that the Gentiles, they kill for. These are the things that the Gentiles, they fight for. But your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Hallelujah. Wave your hands and say, my heavenly Father knows I have needs. Your heavenly Father knows you have needs. Your heavenly Father knows you have needs of all these things. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then he now gave them the secret. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So the master key to not worrying, to receiving what others are killing for, to receiving what others are laboring for is to have a kingdom first mentality. Everybody say kingdom first mentality. Where you put God first in all things. When it comes to God, you give him the first place in your life, in your decisions, in your considerations, in the things that you do, in what you do on daily basis. Where you put God first, where you put yourself second, where you put God first, where you put yourself second. If God is first in your life, then he will supply your needs with speed. Can I hear your amen? Everyone who puts God first in their consideration will have their needs supplied by God first and foremost. You will have your needs supplied by God first because you also put God first. Ask the one by you, do you put God first or second? When you are making a decision, do you consider God? Do you consider church? Do you consider ministry? Do you consider the things of God first before you make the decision that you are making? That is what I'm talking about. Kingdom mentality, kingdom first mentality, God first mentality, the things of God first mentality. So when you are deciding who to marry, you look at the kingdom of God first mentality. We are looking at where to go and work, you look for the kingdom first mentality. We are looking at what to do with your money, you consider kingdom first mentality. So every decision in your life, oh, everybody wants to succeed, everybody wants to become great, but in all your decisions, you consider God first. Will it affect God? Will it affect my spiritual life? Will it affect church? Will it affect my ministry for God? Will it affect me? If you are like that, then you are connecting yourself to something we call supernatural supply. Because it's a master key. Jesus says that your heavenly Father knows that you have all these needs. But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given unto you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. The widow of Zarephath, she put the need of the prophet first instead of her own need. She said, we are going to prepare this last meal. Eat and die. Then Elijah said, instead of preparing this last meal, prepare for me first. Everybody say first. In other words, give me an offering first, even though you don't have. In other words, sow into what God is doing first. Even though you claim you have your own plans, you also have your own needs. There are things that you want to do. But give to the Lord first. Tell somebody, give to the Lord first. Tell somebody, attend to the need of God first. And God will meet all other needs in your life. If you believe that, clap your two hands for the Lord. 1 Kings 17 verse 13. 1 Kings 17. Anytime I read that scripture, I'm like, in this our day, in this our age, we will criticize the prophet for this act. That you will tell the widow that even though you are going to prepare your last meal to eat and die, divide that last meal and give me some first. So that even your last meal will reduce. So if that quantity could have survived you one day, it means that you will die before one day. That means that prepare me first and die faster. Are you getting what I'm saying? Imagine what the daily graphic, how they'll caption it. Imagine how they'll caption it. How would they caption the headline?
Greedy pastor.
Greedy pastor. Inconsiderate pastor. Inconsiderate pastor. They'll be right. Prophet 55 takes old woman's food. This will be the headlines. Oh, amen. This will be what? The headline. They will say that this is an abuse of authority. Like the way they are, this is an abuse. Pastors are abusing this manipulation. The pastors are manipulating the people. They are taking their monies. 1 Kings 17, 13. The prophet said, prepare for me first. Then afterwards, prepare the rest. And then the Bible says that after she gave first to the kingdom, after she gave first to God's servant representing the kingdom, the Bible says that she and her entire household they ate until the famine was over. For 3.5 years, the Lord supplied their needs. They didn't hunger anymore. They had more to eat. Not just the woman, but her son and all her family members. They relocated to come and partake of that which the Lord was supplying for her. I pray that in this season of hardship, in this season of lack, may God supply all your needs, that others will relocate to come and partake of it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. As you seek first the kingdom of God in your dealings, as you put God first, may God change your financial situation. May God change your marital situation. People are laughing at you. They are saying, because of God, you are turning down certain job offers. Because of God, you are not dating certain men. That is why you are growing old. But I prophesy to you that because you are putting God first, God will give you a marriage that will surprise them. Because you are putting God first, God will give you a job that will surprise them. Because you are putting God first, God will flood you with financial blessings that will surprise them. Clap your two hands and say, the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches. Clap your two hands for the Lord. When Peter sought first the kingdom of God, surrendered his boat to Jesus for the preaching of the gospel, the Bible says that he had a catch of his lifetime. God supplied him with a catch of his lifetime. He has never caught that quantity or amount of fish before in his whole life. But how did it happen? It happened when he put the kingdom first. He had toiled all night, caught nothing, at the point of discouragement. But he decided to obey the instruction of the pastor, Pastor Jesus. And Jesus said, give me your boat that I may stand on to preach the gospel. And you can imagine, a man who has labored all night and is washing his net angrily. He's washing his net in a discouraged manner. If you ask him to push that heavy boat for you to stand on to preach, I'm sure that the kind of look he will give you. Can you imagine it? Somebody who has gone to sell the whole day and got nothing, and then you meet that person, then you tell the person that he should do something for you. The way the person will look at you, the person will not even smile. You know how I've suffered. I was telling you on Sunday that the boat we are talking about is not those small canoe, no. It is the fishing boats. They are huge ones. One man doesn't draw them or pull them. The other day we visited there, we saw that they tie a lot of ropes, and then they put certain cylinders under, and then a lot of people join, people from different fishes, they will join, then they will be pulling it, singing, chanting something, pulling it, and then that's how they pull it from the sea to the shore. And then you come and tell him that he should push so that you will preach. Trust me, that would be very annoying. Or don't you see that would be very annoying? Imagine you have opened your shop the whole day. You bought nothing. Nobody bought from you. And then one evangelist just come and tell you that, Pacho, mami light, and I'm even preaching. Or some people, one person, I'll bet you a light, you can't win. Or some someone who free light, and I'm even preaching. I'm sure that you will not do it. Tell somebody, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom. So when Jesus said that, push a bit so that I will be able to stand and preach, it was a very, very big request. If Peter was not the kind who had kingdom first mentality, he had every right to say, young man, don't trouble me. Don't trouble me. Don't trouble, because sometimes things have not gone well for you, and then God also comes to speak to you, and then God requires something from you. God requires a favor from you. God requires a seed from you. God requires a sacrifice from you. And you are like, but things are not already working. So why are you? But that is a key to supernatural supply. If God will change your story, if God will supply your need, then God needs you to connect to kingdom first mentality, to start putting the kingdom of God first, to start doing things for the church first, to start putting ministry first, to start putting God first, to start putting the needs of the kingdom first. That is how to enter into a realm and a dimension of supernatural supply. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. That happened in Luke chapter 5, 1 and then 3. 1 to 3. The little boy also surrendered his last meal upon Jesus' request. And Jesus multiplied it to feed the crowd, which included this little boy and his entire family. His mother was there. Perhaps father was there. Other siblings were there. That last meal couldn't have fed all of them. It was just this little boy's food. Imagine a little boy like Zoe's food. Who can he feed here? None of you can be satisfied with Zoe's food at all. But the Bible says that this little boy handed it over to Jesus. And then 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And the Bible says that, and the way the Bible did describe as a little boy's food, it means it was not big. It was just to meet the need of a little boy. Not a man. Not one man's food. Because there are some men, there are people, there are many. One man can be people. One man can be many. Amen. Like 1,000. I'm talking about a little boy's food. And that little boy could have said that, but this is all that I have. This is all that I've got. Why are you trying to take it from me? Instead of you to bring us food and supply us food, you are coming to take the little that this little boy had. I'm sure that if you were there, you would have criticized Jesus. You would have spoken against Jesus. Said that, by you, pa, can't you rather do something? Because this little boy, after he eats this food, he will be hungry again. Can't you rather do something and feed everybody? Why are you taking the little boy's food? Don't you know that he will cry? This child abuse. Is it not child abuse? This child abuse. But when the little boy handed over the food to Jesus, Jesus multiplied it and supplied the need of over 5,000 people that included her mother, his mother, his sisters, his father, his entire family. And they even got surplus. So that little boy, I believe, will carry one basket as he's going home. He'll just carry one extra basket. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I declare that anything little in your hands that you surrender to kingdom first, that you surrender to God, that you give to God, may God cause it to open a realm of supernatural supply for you. May you contact the realm of supernatural supply. If you allow God to use that little thing in your life, it will open door for you to have more than enough. Say, I connect to abundance. Shout, I connect to abundance. Shout, I connect to abundance. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your two hands together for the Lord. That is in John 6, all the way from verse 9 to 13. Number 2. Number 2 key is the key of being sold out to your vision. The key of being sold out to your vision. You want God to supply for you, that you must be dedicated to a certain cause. There should be something you are fighting for. There should be something you are working on. There should be something you are doing. There should be something you are dedicated to. God doesn't waste his resources. Tell somebody, God doesn't waste his resources. He only supplies for those who are doing something. He provides for those who are pursuing something. You should be sold out to a vision. There should be something you have set out to do. Being committed to your vision is a key to provoke supernatural supply for you. I'm telling you. Being committed to your vision is a way that you provoke supernatural supply. For there to be a provision, there must first be a vision. For there to be a provision, there must first be a vision. Tell somebody by you. For there to be a provision, then there must first be a vision. Because provision means pro means provide. Provide for the vision. Provide for the vision. That's what they put together. They call it provision. So there is no pro if there is no vision. If you don't have a vision, there is nothing you have on sight. There is nothing you are trying to do. And you are praying, Lord, provide. For, you should provide what? For what? So that you try your new, that is what you want to do with it. No, God only provides to sponsor a certain dream, a certain vision, a certain plan. Ask the one by you, what is your vision? What have you set out to do this year? What have you set out to do this month of May? What have you decided to do with your life that you are praying that God, oh, please provide? You should provide for what? You should have a plan. You should have a vision. God only provides for a vision. Moses had a vision for building the tent, the first tabernacle, the first church building ever built for God was built by Moses. And the day God gave Moses that vision, Moses developed that vision to build God the first tabernacle. The Bible says that the gold, the silver, the bronze, the wood, all the resources that the children of Israel were sitting on, were hoarding for many years, over 30 years, all the things they were sitting on and they were hoarding, Bible says that they started bringing them out. They started releasing them. They started releasing the gold, the silver, the bronze for the building of the church in the wilderness. They would have sat on it. They would have not released it. Moses would have not gotten that resources if he had no vision to build the church. But the day he got the vision to build God the church, the people started releasing the resources. God supplied the resources by making the people release whatever Moses needed to finish that building. I declare that whatever you have decided in your heart to do this year, maybe you want to marry, it is a vision for the year. Maybe you want to go to school, it is a vision for the year. Maybe you want to build God a church, it is a vision for the year. Maybe you have set out your heart that I want to provide for my family, I don't want to be a useless man. It's a vision that you have set out. I declare that may God provide for all the vision in your heart. Let your amen be the loudest here. Are you following what I'm saying? In Exodus 35, 21, and then Exodus 36, verse 5, the Bible says that the people provided even more than enough. More than enough. That Moses had to stop them from bringing any more resources. I declare that for every vision you have, may people provide you with the resources you need more than enough. If your amen is loud, the Lord will do it for you. I said for every vision you have set out for 2025, whatever you have decided to accomplish, may God supply you more than enough resources. May God supply you more than enough resources. If you are the one, your amen will show it. I said your amen will just show it. So declare a vision for yourself this year. Tell somebody, write down a vision for yourself. Tell somebody, declare a vision this for this year. Decide on a project that you want to embark on and see God supply that need for you. If there is nothing you are chasing, there is no need for resources. But when you set out your heart that this year I am building, that this year I'm getting married, that this year I'm starting my business, that this year I'm setting out to do A, I'm setting out to do B, then you will see God providing in a miraculous way. So declare a vision. Write down a vision. Make it plain and see God finance it for you. Clap your two hands together. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. That is why as soon as Jesus declared the vision to feed the 5,000, a little boy's food was made available. Provision came. The process for multiplication started. The people were hungry for 3 days. They have followed Jesus 3 days, no food. Because Jesus had not caught the vision to feed them. He was only preaching. But at a certain time, he discovered that the people were hungry and they were fainting. So the Bible says that he called the disciples and he told them that look for food for these people to eat. Let us feed them. See a vision. He discovered that he needs to do something about the situation to meet the needs, to provide or to feed his own people. And the moment he caught that vision, that was when they announced to him that there is a little boy's food. That was when the big. The miracle started. It started with the little boy's food, and then it multiplied and fed them. But for 3 days, when he had not caught that vision, there was no supply. But when he caught that vision, then there was a supply. The reason why it looks like nothing is coming into your hands is because you have not declared anything you want to do. It's because you have not planned anything you want to do. It's because you have not set out on any adventure. Don't wait for the money. What you need is the vision. If you cut the vision that this year I am doing A, and you take a step of faith, the money will start coming. The resources will start coming. The help will start coming. Don't wait for the sponsors. Don't wait for the help. Don't wait for the money. Start dreaming. Start planning. Start desiring. And take a step of faith. When you take that step of faith, the money for the block will come. The money for the roof will come. The money for the wedding will come. The money for the job will come. The opportunity will come. Have a vision for yourself this year and see God provide. Clap your two hands. Am I speaking? Hallelujah. That is in Luke 9, verse 13. Number three. Being impactful in what you do is one of the ways. One of the ways that you have supernatural supply, that God supplies the needs of people. One of the keys that can unlock the door of supernatural supply into your life is when you are being impactful in what you are doing. When you are making impact in what you are doing. Listen to me. And this one specifically, I'm going to speak to people who are in a career, in one career or the other. I'm going to speak to people who are in one profession or the other. I'm going to speak to people who are in ministry or in business or in commerce, who are doing something already, and they feel like you are not being recognized. You feel like you are not being promoted. You feel like your salary is not being changed. You feel like your boss is not changing your level. You feel like people are not patronizing you the way that you want. There is a key that will open you to a supply of customers. It is called impact. There is a key that will open you to members in your church. It is called impact. There is a key that will make people willingly give you their resources. Invest into your business. Invest into your life. Sponsor your ministry. Sponsor your business. Sponsor your life. Invest into your academics. There is something that can make people throw their resources at you. What we call supply. And that thing is called impact. Everybody say impact. I get what I'm saying. Ask the one by you. That thing you claim you are doing, how impactful are you in it? How serious are you in it? What impact are you having on the people? If you're having no impact on them, they'll stop coming. If you're having no impact on them, they'll stop buying from you. They'll stop patronizing you. If you're not having any impact in your office, your boss will demote you instead of promoting you. They will not change your salary for what? When you have no impact. But if you have impact, that's when they consider you for promotion. That is why they consider you for recommendation. That is where others come and they say, I want to invest in what you are doing. Because they see a future. They can see that what you are impacting them. You are being impactful. You are impacting your community. You are being a blessing. What you are doing is working. If it is working, then they want to be a part of it. Are you getting what I'm saying? In Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 3, the Bible tells us how Jesus was connected to supply. There were certain women in the church of Jesus who were supporting Jesus. Whatever Jesus will eat, wherever Jesus will be, they were sponsoring Jesus. The Bible told us why they were sponsoring Jesus. The Bible told us that these were the women out of whom he casted out evil spirits. He healed. He wrought miracles in their lives. He had a form of impact in their lives. And these were the people who were sponsoring his ministry. The people who were giving their resources. Let us read it. Verse 2. From verse 1, Bible says that he went about preaching in the villages and in the cities. That is what impact. He was having impact in the cities, impact in the villages, impact in the towns. Ask somebody by you, are you being impactful? are you having impact? What you are doing, is it affecting someone? That's impact. Impact means, is it affecting someone? Is it affecting someone? Or it is not affecting anybody? If you are doing it well, it will affect them. And they will want to buy from you more. They will want to patronize you more. They will want to follow you more. They want to keep you in their company. They can't lose you. Because they can see that you are the reason why certain things are happening. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if you are praying for supply, also check the law of impact. Bible says, verse 2. Everybody read with me. One, go. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom came seven demons. Number 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their own substance. They gave to Jesus from their... Jesus didn't beg them. They were ready to provide for Jesus and the disciples. Why? Because Jesus was preaching to them. Why? Because Jesus was healing them. Why? Because Jesus was delivering them. Why? Because Jesus was having impact. He was being a blessing to them. So dear pastor, if your people are not giving to support you and giving to support the ministry, one of the reasons is because you are not being impactful. If you are being impactful, people will be willing to support you. They'll be willing to give. The little they have, they'll be willing to give. If you have been impactful, resources will flow in to do what God has sent you to do. If you have been impactful in business, customers will flow in. If you have been impactful in your career, people will flow in to come and support you. Investors will come. Doors will open for you. Clap your two hands and say, the law of impact. So when you have resource, you attract people to invest and bring their resources to support you. If you are getting resource. Nobody wants to invest in things that are not working. They want to see results. There were these guys who sprang from KNUST. Two guys. They were roommates in KNUST just a few years ago. And they decided to do some small business in school. From their room, they started to do pizza. They started to do pizza. And they started selling the pizza from their room in KNUST as students. They were still going for lectures. They were still minding their business while they were there. But they decided that they want to what? Sell pizza. And they started out. And they became serious with it. They started going to functions around KNUST, and they were selling pizza, and they were making stands. They were doing delivery to hostels, to halls. The thing started becoming serious. By the time they completed school, they had added there's a chicken to it, rice to it, other things. They started making name. Then a certain billionaire who had money saw what they were doing and decided to inject his money into it. And injected his money into it. Today, they are buying every property they see around. They are taking spaces. They are taking shops. Anywhere you see KFC, they are chasing them. But these are tech students who just came just some very few years ago who came back. It's as if they are billionaires. And always I used to ask myself, how come they have so much money like that? Because when I met them, they were just young guys in their 30s. How did they make such a breakthrough? And they got so much. I realized that a certain billionaire who celebrated his 40th birthday recently, that billionaire was the one who injected money, and the company is called Pizza Man and Chicken Man. They started like you and I, just from KNUST campus. Listen to me. Don't complain that nobody's helping me. People will help you when they see that you are doing something meaningful. People will
will help you when they see that you are doing something productive. People will help you. The people who took me up and paid my fees, they paid my fees because they saw my first results. And my first results, it defied all odds. I had 6 A's, 1 B, 1 C. And they said, "What boy is this? Did you say he's a trotter mate? A trotter mate cannot have such a result." That is how they picked me up. That is how they invested in my life. That is how I went to school till I completed the investing. When people see you making results, God will begin to supply. Ask somebody, "Are you getting what pastor is saying?" Let people see your results. Don't think that life will pamper you. Don't you think that things will just happen just like that? No. The economy in which we are, nobody throw money away. Before somebody will count money and do something for you, then the person should be sure that you are going to use it well. The person should be very, very sure that you are going to use it well. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? It is called the key of what? Impact. If you are in ministry and business and you lack results or impact, then you will lack financial supply. Your customer base will increase. Your salary will be raised. Promotions will come. Investors will come. Sponsorships will come. Financial partnerships will come. If only you have results. Because they are all a function of results. When people are blessed by your service, then they will reward you in several ways. When people are blessed by your service, then they will reward you. So have impact. Go for that interview and have impact on the interviewers. Let them leave the interview room thinking about you. Let them say that, "No, we have to employ that lady. What? Did you hear what she said? Did you hear the way she spoke? Did you hear the way he explained the thing? When he comes on board, what he's going to do? What is going to change? How he's going to solve the thing?" It is called the law of results. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A lot of you don't mind about, you don't care about that. All you think about is a devil, is a witch, is a wizard, and pastor cast out a witch. And what about making impact? What about generating resource? What about pursuing a vision and doing it so well that people cannot avoid you? Some of you, your parents will not even sell their cloth to sponsor you. They will not even sell their shoe. They will tell you, "Ama, amata, say wala ni mzeske nifye. Say amata, wala ni mzeske nifye." But there are other people, not even other children, in the same situation. They will say, "Ekuya, minisika nibi, insu se busiyan po na mepoa, se me chichiri mi yemumpoa." What is the difference? Tell somebody resource. Wow, ba ye utili. Wow, ba ye FF. Aye mumma. Na FF ba wo bese mimi she oil ngu suna supernatural supply of the coin. O if ala de ko. Say resource. You are making impact. God supplies easily. Because God knows you are up to something. You are up to something. Bible says, "Seeth a man diligent in his business." The word diligent in the King James is, "Seeth a man who excels, who is making impact in his business. The door shall be open for him to meet kings." That means that he shall be patronized by kings, not mere men, great men. Ha! If great people will start buying from you, you better start doing the thing you are doing well. The way you are doing the thing and your finishing is bad. And the way you end the thing is bad. And the way you are wrapping the thing is bad. If you start wrapping it well, big people will park their car and start buying from you. If you start doing the thing well, great people will start buying from you. Some of you, your levels are changing after tonight. After the anointing, I'm going to pour on you. But I'm giving you the keys that will make the anointing work. And it is called the key of impact. Clap your two hands. Do you know how God supplied an opportunity for Joseph? It was by the key of impact. The man said, "I have sinned. When I was in the prison, there was a young man that interpreted my dream for me. Let, if it pleases Pharaoh, let this man be brought. That was what recommendation. Say recommendation. Say recommendation. You are always praying for a door. Lord, supply me with a door. But Joseph didn't pray for a door. Joseph didn't pray for God to send a helper. Joseph only made an impact on the life of the cupbearer. And the impact he made on the life of the cupbearer, a year after, the cupbearer said, I have sinned to forget. There is somebody who impacted my life. I pray that certain people will start remembering your impact over their lives. Certain people you work for, they will remember you and they will open another door for you. They will employ you in a bigger level, in a bigger way. They will give you contracts. They will connect you. They will recommend you. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
You see that in Genesis 41 verse 12. God will use people to supply your need because they see results and they believe in what you are doing. The guy believes so much that if Joseph comes, he can explain this dream. Because exactly what Joseph told him happened. And exactly what Joseph told his friend also happened. Joseph told his friend, you, they will kill you. And Joseph told you will be promoted. And true to the interpretation of the dream, one was killed, one was released. He believed. Listen, when people believe in you, when they will come. I guess what I'm saying. I said, when they believe in you, they will do what? They will come. They will gather to hear you. They will gather to hear you. What do you think brought Queen of Sheba from far to come and hear or to come and patronize Solomon? You think that he came to watch his handsomeness? You think that he came because Solomon was praying that, Lord, bring people from afar so that they'll come and look at my kingdom? No! Bible says that, and people traveled from afar to come and hear the wisdom of Solomon. Say, the wisdom of Solomon. So come and listen to Solomon speaking. Because Solomon has so much wisdom. He was so impactful that every counsel he gave opened doors for people. So people were paid. And the Bible says that, and when they came, they brought silver. They brought gold. So the main reason for their coming was not consciously to come and provide. But they came because of what Solomon had. And what Solomon is doing so well. And as they were coming, the silver followed. The gold followed. Listen to me. Don't chase the silver. Don't chase the gold. Make sure that you make an impact in the company and a salary change will follow. Make sure you make an impact in the company and a promotion will follow. Make sure you make an impact in the ministry and the growth will follow. Make sure you make an impact wherever you are, and suppliers will come and God will supply all your needs according to his riches. Clap your two hands together. Celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. 1 Kings 10, 24 and 25. You'll see all that there. And then number 4, thankfulness for the little you have. Thankfulness for the little you have. John 6, 11. And Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and gave thanks. Jesus could have said, a little boy's food. When you put all the 5 together, it will be a man's 1 food. 1 ball. That's a little boy's. You know, when you come to feed your children, you break it into smaller sizes. How many of you have seen that before? If you want your children to eat, you don't give them the full slice of yam. You break it into smaller sizes so that they can pick according to their ages, so that they can pick and so that they can easily eat. So imagine a little boy's food. The disciples said, a lad. Everybody say a lad. A lad, a child, not a teenager, a child, a lad. So I can best describe to Zoe, a lad. Amen. And they cut it into pieces so that he can easily handle. And so 5 of that is like 1 slice of your food, your meal. True or not true? It's like your 1 tuber. No, no, not tuber, your 1 slice, you know. That's what they would divide it. Break it into pieces. So when they put it together, how can it feed one man? No. Talk less, 5,000 and over. Are you getting what I'm saying? No, no. When I'm teaching the Bible, I try to bring it to today's terms so you understand. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then the Bible says, instead of Jesus complaining, said, it's not enough. Look at the crowd. Jesus gave thanks. What does that mean?
The Bible says that after he gave thanks, he started sharing it. And what he thanked God for started multiplying. What he thanked God for started increasing. What he thanked God for started getting better. Listen to me. It's a key for supply. This month, don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't complain that they are not coming. Don't complain that they are not gathering. Don't complain that they are not buying. Don't complain that they are no more calling you. Don't complain that they are no more assisting you. Don't complain that they are no more patronizing you. Don't complain that they are no more helping you. Rather, thank God for the situation. If you can thank God for the present, then God will change your level in the future. If you can thank God for the present, then the Lord will change your future condition. If you can thank God for your current situation, then the Lord will supply you opportunity for a higher level. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? So thank God for that marriage. Thank God for that child. Thank God for those children. Thank God for that health issue. Thank God for that business. Thank God for that educational door. Thank God for the little that you have. Because as you are thanking God, you are connecting to the grace for multiplication. And I see you. Anything that is small in your hands beginning to increase. I see any small business beginning to grow. I see a small relationship growing to marry. I see an opportunity that looks so small. It is going to begin to grow big. There's somebody here. You are shouting, I am the word. You are shouting, I am the word. So be thankful for your present level and watch God supply for your next level. Watch God supply. That one leper was made perfectly whole, completely whole, more than the others, when he came and said, thank you. Thank you. I've seen that my skin is changing. Thank you. That is what brought him total healing. That is what brought him total. God will supply your health here. I said there is someone here. God will supply your health. He will supply you with healing. He will supply you with a brand new business. He will supply you with an opportunity. He will supply you with sponsors. He will supply you with financial partners. He will supply you with business partners. He will open a door for you where there is no way. The Lord will supply you with a married partner. Receive in the name of Jesus. That happened in Luke 17:15 and then 16 and 19. Then the final one. Is sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. Every time a need stares at you, connect. Connect. Connect by slaughtering a sacrifice. Connect to the grace of supply by slaughtering a sacrifice. Anytime a need stares at you, connect to supernatural supply through sacrifice. Psalm 126. Verse number 5. We are going to rise to pray. Psalm 126 verse number 5. I'll take my time to go into sacrifice later on. Psalm 126 the verse number 5. Everybody read with me. Tell somebody about you. This is a master principle. Come on. You didn't say it. Tell somebody. This is a master principle. Anybody who catches this and kingdom first will never be poor. Will never be in lack and in need. Now it's impossible. It's impossible that you are a kingdom first person putting the kingdom of God first and you are a sacrificial person. It is impossible. Your enemies will hit hard at you, but you will not stay down. You will start rising again. The reason is because you are too loaded with sacrifice for the devil to finish you. I declare anyone here that the devil has hit you down, you are rising 3 times. You are rising up again. Because the devil cannot finish you because of your sacrifices. Everybody read with me. Read with me. Rise up to your feet. And read the last scripture with me. Or read the last places with me. Read with me. It's the last point. It's the key of sacrifice. And I'm going to pray with you shortly. And I'm going to anoint every. I hope you brought something that represents what you are looking for. I told you yesterday. Now bring something. Just as I touched that gentleman's passport. And in 3 days. Visa he has waited for more than almost a year. They don't call him. Once I touched the passport in 3 days, the visa curved out. And he left just some few months ago. If I touch it, if I touch that thing, a miracle is going to happen to you. If I touch you tonight, the power of the Lord is going to enter. He's going to supply that need. Anything that represents a need is going to be supplied. How many of you believe it? How many of you believe? Read it. One, go. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Those who do what? You see, do you see why even you don't even have, God says bring. Even when you say you don't even have, you still come to church and God through the man of God says sacrifice. And you are like, oh, but come on, I don't have. You should understand. I don't understand. God doesn't understand. God says, read it, one go. Those who sow in tears, they shall reap in. May you reap in joy. Anyone here who has been sowing their last and they go back in tears, this month of May you begin to see joy. May you begin to see joy. May you begin to experience joy. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. And what will happen? Quick. Continue. One, go. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtlessly come again with rejoicing, bringing their harvest with him. Bringing his sheaves, his fruits, his harvest with him. Who will come back with his harvest? The one who went about crying and sowing. The one who went about crying and sowing. He doesn't have anything. His last one city he gave. His last 100 cities he gave. His last 1,000 cities he gave. His last 5,000 cities he gave. Who had nothing. He emptied all his account and brought his last 5,000 cities to the Lord for the building of the church. Bible says that such people, they will doubtlessly come back with their sheaves with them. They'll come back. Tell somebody, I'm coming back. Tell somebody, very soon you'll see me return. Come on, announce your future. Tell somebody, very soon you will see me returning with my fruits, with my supplies, with my miracle, with my testimony. Very soon. You believe it? It will happen for you. And those who go about, it is for those who go about weeping. Not those who cannot give because they don't have. Because whatever I have, I'm planning it all. It's not for such people. It's not for such people. This kind of harvest is for those who go about weeping and doing it. Weeping and doing it. Ask the one by you, have you been giving in a certain way that you cry? Have you ever cried because of something God took from you? Some of you know. It's a big no. You only give what is okay for you. You have never given a uko fienwa I confused. You've never done that. You've never given in the whole month a combo deal because you gave everything to God. You've never tried it. But you see, those who have been doing that, Bible says that they will return. The Bible didn't tell us which day they will return. But the Bible said they will. They will. It's not like they may return. He said they will. That means that expect them. Because very soon they will explode. Expect them because very soon they will manifest. Tell somebody, expect me. Because very soon I will manifest. As I keep sowing, as I keep sacrificing, year after year, even though I don't have, just watch out. Because very soon I will explode. If you believe it, clap your 2 hands. If you believe it, clap your 2 hands. If you believe it, clap your 2 hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.